My New Friend Ethel by Ron Hofer. One Saturday morning at the dog park, a group of us had already arrived and started our morning ritual when I looked out into the distance and saw a small figure walking onto the field, someone I had not seen before. She was noticeably elderly and somewhat frail, as was evident in her careful walking, placing one foot in front of the other with forethought and precision. I could see a curious look under the white-brimmed hat as she stared out at the rest of us in the center of the field, her hand held up to shield her eyes as she witnessed for the first time the controlled chaos. As she walked steadily toward us, I could tell that she must be in her 80s. Her medium-sized reddish dog was just a few yards in front of her, also with a sense of unknown and not knowing what to make of the dogs running and playing with one another. It only took a moment for the pack of dogs to notice that a new dog had just entered their turf, and as dogs do instinctively, they all started running towards the new dog to greet and ascertain the pecking order of the pack with the traditional smell test. As the pack started to run towards the elderly woman and her dog, I realized she could be at peril, so I ran in her direction to protect her. Reaching her just before the pack, I placed my arm around her shoulder as the dogs ran by. As suggested, I walked her to the group for her safety. She raised her head, looked at me square in the face, smiled broadly, and said with certainty, "The worst that will happen is that I will fall on my grass. Thank you, though. I'll be all right. My name is Ethel." She held out her hand, and I responded, "I'm Ron, and these are my dogs, Charlotte and O'Reilly." "Well, my dog is Molly. She's a rescue, and I think she is a bit of a mutt, but she brings me great joy." Ethel looked down at Molly, and I sensed that the rescue dog was also rescuing her owner, as there was a mixture of love, sadness, and pure joy being expressed in what was once a very pretty face, made even more elegant with the lines of life spreading across as she smiled. The other dogs, having finished with their smell the hiney breeding routine, ran back towards the end of the field. Once the dogs started to run away, Molly immediately squatted and took her morning constitution right in front of us. The expression of relief on Molly's face while she was poised for her morning dump took on a new meaning, as I suspected that she was also relieved she was accepted by the pack. Without thinking, I whipped out a dog bag and I walked over and picked it up and heard a voice behind me as she said laughingly, "You are my new best friend." "Yes," I called back over my shoulder as I walked towards the trash can. "And you're mine."